Recorded Books and RB Digital present Pico Most Poison, Tea Shop Mystery No. 18 by Laura Childs. Narrated by Barbara McCullough. Chapter 1. Palmettos swayed lazily in the soft breeze. Daffodils bobbed their shaggy heads as Theodosia Browning stepped quickly along the brick pathway that wound through a bountiful front yard garden and up to the polished double doors of the Calhoun mansion. Pausing, she pulled back the enormous brass boar's head door knocker. Nothing wimpy about this place, and let it crash against the metal plate. Clang! The sound echoed deep within the house as the boar's eyes glittered and glared at her. Turning to face Drayton, her friend and tea sommelier, Theodosia said, "This should be fun. I've never visited Doreen's home before." "You'll like it," Drayton said. "It's a grand old place, built back in the early 1800s by Emerson Calhoun, one of Charleston's early indigo barons." "I guess we're lucky to be invited then," she said. Their hostess, Doreen Briggs, also known to her close friends as Dolly, was president of the Ladies' Opera Auxiliary and one of the leading social powerhouses in Charleston, South Carolina. Theodosia had always thought of Doreen as being slightly bubble-headed, but that could be a carefully cultivated act, aimed to deflect from all the philanthropic work that she and her husband were involved in.